Thanks very much. By watching those films, I mean, God bless those brown goalie pads. I'll tell you what, scoring goals was a lot easier back then than it is now. 2 days ago, we received our Hockey Hall of Fame jackets. It brought me back to the feeling I saw a couple of years ago, a year and a half ago, when I went down to the Masters and saw Mike Weir win his first green jacket. Total pride and accomplishment. I'd like to thank the Hockey Hall of Fame, Jim Gregory, Bill Hay, Kelly Massey and her staff, and of course the selection committee for this honor and truly a fantastic last couple of days. I'd like to congratulate Ray, Larry, and Cliff for their contributions and their careers. The game is better for them being here. The past week, I found myself in a very reflective mood, thinking about the hard work and dedication it takes for all of us to get up here. But more importantly, the sacrifices that my family had to make. To my mom and dad, my sisters, thank you. Mom, I can still see you running down the driveway, coat half on, brushing your hair, running to get to that car, not wanting to miss a game, which you never did. Thanks very much. I started skating when I was 4 years old. I was a Toronto Maple Leaf fan, Dave Keon being my favorite player, centerman being my position of choice. I was 8 years old. I tried out for the Mississauga Reps. Halfway through the first practice, the coach, Bob Williams, put me back on defense, a move I wasn't very happy with. I come out of the dressing room with tears in my eyes. My dad didn't say a word. Got in the car. I think he got a little tired of me crying and sobbing back there. And I knew one or two things was going to happen. He was either going to turn around and give me something to whine about, or he was going to come up with one of his good speeches, which he did. He said, "Paul, how many forwards are on a team?" I said, "Dad, 9. He said, "How many defensemen?" I said, 4. All of a sudden, the thought of more ice time made my tears go away. 4 years later, I was playing for the Toronto Marlboro Minor Bantam team, and one of my teammates was Larry Murphy. Murph, who would ever have thought 30 years ago we'd be here? Pretty awesome, buddy. In those early years, there was a few things my dad instilled in me. One of them was to work hard, have fun, show respect for people around you, and whether you win or lose, do it with class. Many years later, Dad, those are the same values I'm trying to instill in my own kids. Thanks very much. It wasn't as bad as I thought. The summer of 1980, my dream came true. I was drafted by the Edmonton Oilers, a team full of young stars, Gretzky, Messier, Kevin Lowe. I can remember my first training camp and how much fun I had. Little did I know how much fun was to follow. One of my early practices, I can remember coming off the ice exhausted, taking my practice jersey off and attempting to toss it on a ping pong table we had in the middle of the floor, with my sweater missing and landing on the floor. Before I could get up, Lee Fogelin was halfway there. Lee picked the jersey up, folded it neatly, put it on the ping pong table, and walked back and just kind of gave me a look. Sat down, didn't embarrass me in front of any of my other teammates, and just said to me, "Never, ever throw your jersey on the floor." Something I remembered and passed on the rest of my career. Lee was a consummate pro, a guy that came to the rink early, left late, and somebody that we all looked up to in those early years. The Oilers were a team loaded with stars, a team that players that gave us a chance to win every single night. But it was the character guys, Dave Semenko, Dave Hunter, Kevin McClellan, Donnie Jackson, Marty McSorley, Trainer of the Year over and over, Lyle Sparky Kulchiski, and of course my defense partner, Charlie Huddy, who made it fun to come to the rink every day. After 7 years in Edmonton and many memories that will last a lifetime, it was off to Pittsburgh, where I saw a young star turning into one of the all-time greats. That was a lot of fun. People to thank. Where do you start? Where do you stop? To every organization I've ever had a chance to play with, amateur or professionally. To the coaches, general managers, trainers, players, both teammates and opposition, you all played a part in me being up here today. Thank you. They say that if you need more than one hand to count your close friends on, you're a lucky guy. Well, I must be the luckiest guy in the world. To my friends I've had for years and friends I've made along the way, I appreciate your friendship. Thanks very much. Last but certainly not least, much to my dismay, the true captain of my team, my wife Stephanie. I'm not sure what Steph knew what she signed up for 10 years ago, I mean, my last 6 years, we had five different moves. A little bit tough on the wife. Stephanie never complained, always kept the family organized, and always made our home a happy place. I'm in trouble reading your writing here, huh? I used to think that hockey was all about life and death, all about wins and losses, until I had kids. And man, does that change your perspective on life. We have three kids, Savannah, Blake, and Christian. I'd just like to say hi to them. Savannah's shy, doesn't want her name to be said. Just want to say hi to them and Stephanie and tell them how much I love them. In closing, I would just like to thank the sport and the NHL itself, which is the greatest league in the world. I had a chance to play for 21 years, and the privilege and honor was all mine. Thank you.